This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Mother-in-law from hell. That probably is a good way to describe Donna Adelson if you're on her bad side. And when you look at the optics of this, one of the first people you would think that would be looked at, and maybe she has been, I would assume she has been, is Wendy Adelson, the actual ex-wife of Dan Markle, the victim. Here. In almost every other case, that's the first person we're looking at. If someone is murdered, well, what is the motivation here? Did she want this sort of thing to happen? Or, I mean, in this case, it looks a bit more complicated than that. This isn't quite the Mario Saldana, Shanna Gardner-Fernandez type case where in that case, I don't buy that it was the worst Mother's Day present ever. Hey, I went and killed your ex. This, it seems more like the will, from what we know in those audio tapes of the mother speaking, very much the will of the mom. Mom wants the grandkids here. Mom wants her own kids near her. All of that. And she seems to be able to go to any lengths to do so. I'm just wondering how involved Wendy was in any of this, if at all. Or if this was one of those things where she's living her own life, she's moved on, and mom hasn't, and she's out to take that sort of revenge.
I'm wondering too. My rule of thumb is when cases like this pop up and we really are scratching our head more than we normally do, it says that we really have not enough data to really say, I wonder, because when this one popped up, I'm like, I don't get it. And when, if I don't even have a clue on where to start on some of these people, it means there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with this family that'll come out in the prosecution and the defense on it that I think will be pretty intriguing. And more importantly, or more noteworthy, I think it's going to be incredibly sad and tragic. I think there's going to be a lot of people involved in this that you're going to feel bad for. At the same time, you're going to not feel bad for, because they're going to be traumatized. They're going to have done probably behaviors that are abhorrent. But, you know, it's the whole walk a mile in someone else's shoes, go through the trauma that they've been through. And it's just a rough situation, because I think it's going to be a lot of crazy.
So far, no charges have been filed against the father in this, Donna Adelson's husband. But one has to assume he must have some idea what's going on when he's trying to board a plane to Dubai, and just for the hell of it. What sort of charges do you think we will likely see at least there? I can't believe that he was completely in the dark on all of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first, again, not a prosecutor at all or an attorney, but I think you know, conspiracy and knowledge of and wittiness of all this is going to be rampant. I think that's what we're going to be looking for. So they're going to be going through phone records. They're going to be going through texts. They're going to be going through a lot of digital data to try to understand and make the connectivity and the knowledge level that everyone had, and then come up with a motive as to why they did things they did to try to, they're going to try to rope in as many people as they possibly can. And then it's going to be them talking to their defense attorneys, kind of rational away everything that's going on. It'll be interesting how many fingers start pointing at the mother-in-law as the henchpin. Chad's pointing at Lori, Daybell, saying, hey, it's all her fault. Yes, I was a bad person, but if she made me be bad, I think we might see that here.
One may have to wonder, I wonder if these conversations have already begun with investigators and the rest of the family, of basically flipping on the mom, of maybe you did know about this, not necessarily we're cool with it, but your family members, it is what it is. I'm kind of surprised that initially with the Charlie Adelson trial that more weren't charged to begin with to try and get family members to flip on one another. But then in this case, I mean, certainly the children could flip. But you do have the issue there of husband and wife, and neither would necessarily have to testify against each other, correct?
It's interesting, though, too, isn't it? Yeah. How old's the mom?
73, I believe.
So if they were just not bad problem solvers and actually had some level of intelligence in here, they might have potentially pre-planned having it all fall on her just in case it did go south, because she doesn't have as many years in front of her as the other people do.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. She was talking about suicide as a possibility of an exit here as well, I guess. I mean, and that in itself also, in this context, kind of one of the ultimate narcissistic moves of, I'm going to go down for my family, but it's really a problem that was all created with that person to begin with.
Yeah. So that's why it'll be really interesting what they're able to flesh out.
Want to listen ad-free? want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.